Hey everybody, this is Ryan David, your host on Let's Make It Simple Podcast. How's it going, everyone? This is episode 2. I hope you checked out the first one. It was done about a month ago. It was when I decided to start my own podcast. And you know, I think there's a word that we have to share. You know, people of God, we have mysteries, we have stories, we have life experiences. And we have knowledge of the word that we need to share. And, you know, I'm in a season where I'm actually not really going out, you know, in public and sharing the word and ministering to people in stores and gas stations and just witnessing, you know, out in the public realm. But right now, you know, right now I'm doing this. I'm making music like always. And there's so many outlets of speaking the word and of, you know, speaking life over this dead, sleeping generation, and even church, you know, waking them up with the revelation of identity in Christ, of, you know, the cross and the finished work of the cross and sickness and disease and all of that have been put under his feet and buried away. And, you know, it's just, There's a word within all of us believers that we have to speak it, you know. The Bible says to be ready in season and out of season. You know, be ready to preach the gospel, be ready to give people an answer. And, you know, if there's times where God kinda has us hidden or, you know, just kinda hidden away for a moment, man, we still can speak the word, we can still release the word he's given us. So, faith versus fear. Which one is easier and which one is more costly? You know, I know that when we make decisions either out of faith or out of fear, the result is very obvious, you know, which one we chose, because a lot of times when we succumb and when we submit and bow down to fear, then we just start looking for a way out. We just start looking for, you know, the quick fix, the easy way to get out of this, the next option. But with faith, sometimes with faith, the only option is faith. Like, If God says, be still and know that I am God, he says, cease your striving. You know, it talks about that in the Bible. And the Lord actually spoke that to me today as I was seeking him. And it's like, if he says, you know, if he says, be still and know that I am God, if he says, cease striving, if he says, you know, cease from your physical labors to labor in private, to labor, you know, amongst those who are of the same mind and the same accord and the same mission and the same vision, then do it. You know, if any of you are listening that are in a place where you feel like God's calling you away from the busyness of life, from the routine of everyday living, do it. You know, if you're in tune with him and if you know what he's calling you to, and if you're tired of settling, then do it. You don't need anyone's permission but God's. You don't need anyone's go for it but God's. So, you know, I just encourage you in that. Find out if it's him leading you into that, or if it's just you submitting to fear and wanting to just run any direction but the direction you're going because it's miserable. Find out which one it is. But back with faith and fear. So usually in fear, when we are bowing down to fear, we usually make very irrational decisions, because fear is chaotic. Fear gets your eyes off of the prize. Fear gets your focus off. Fear gets you in a place where you can even be depressed. So if you're in all those places where you're not focused, you may be depressed, you may be hopeless, the decisions you make out of those three things are not going to be very rational decisions. They're not going to be faith decisions, that's for sure. So, you know, when you're just thinking of how can I get out of this? What's the best way and the quickest way? Sometimes that's not the way you're supposed to go. Sometimes the way is faith. And when you're making decisions out of faith, you're relying on a word from God. You're either relying on a scripture he's led you to, or you're relying on a rhema word from God, which is the spoken word of God, not on the page, but it can be confirmed through the written word. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you're in a faith season, we should always be in faith. But if you're in an extreme faith season where you're literally all you can rely on is faith, every other structure, every other support around you has failed you, has broken under your, you know, under your feet, then you're actually in a really good place. You're actually in a better place than it looks and a better place than it feels. And it's funny because when we are walking in faith and not by sight, as the Bible says, when we're a people that live by faith and even make radical decisions of faith, I'm not talking about professing Christ. I'm talking about, abandoning, leaving everything, selling your home, selling everything and going to another country to do missions with your family, or paying for someone's bill, or paying for someone's, you know, need, and neglecting your own, knowing that he will provide. Man, that stuff's where it's at, you know. And I think when we make faith moves, when we choose to use our faith for big steps, you know, we have this thing where we think it's gonna come the exact way that we imagine it, that because of our step of faith, everything's just gonna go smooth. It's just gonna breeze by. But man, that's not even the case half the time. You know, I believe there's times where he'll bless us extravagantly because of our faith steps, but it may not always come in the timing or the way we expect. But faith will always have a good result. Faith in God and faith in his promises and decisions of faith will always end in a good place. Because when you're a person of faith, you may have done some things that looked very stupid that God told you to do. You know, it could go from praying for somebody in the grocery store for them to get healed to quitting your job and not knowing where your income's going to come from. Whatever it may be, that stuff looks crazy on the outside. Even your closest people, you know, whether they know it's happening or not, they have opinions and they have words and they have questions that tend to drive you away from the faith that you are standing on in the current moment. And dude, faith is you and God alone. Your faith is not dependent on anyone else's. It's only yours. You own your faith with God. It belongs to you. So what you do with your faith, what you do with your life when God leads you to make radical decisions or radical steps or take risks, man, that's on you to make it, to make them steps and to trust God. But after that, it's not on you no more. That's the thing. We step out and he steps in. It's not we step out and, you know, he's just watching us walk through hell, watching us walk through the valley of the shadow of death, walk through destruction, walk through fear, walk through worry, walk through anxiety, walk through the impossible, the unknown places of life. Nah, man, he's right next to you in this faith journey. He's right next to you saying, Do not fear. Do not fear, but those bills do. Do not fear, but rents do. Do not fear, but I quit my job and I don't have income. Do not fear, but I left this, I turned down this opportunity that, you know, that if I would have taken, I would have more money than I do now. Do not fear. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. Those are two of the most, just encouraging statements that God has given us in the Word. You know, do not fear, and I am with you. I am with you always. I am with you to the end of the age. Man, Jesus and God in the Old Testament, He said that I'm going to be with you. Do not fear. Fear and me do not agree. You must get fear out the picture. You must throw fear out of our sphere. You must throw fear straight out of this circle, out of this relationship of you and me. That's what God's saying. This relationship between us two. Fear can't be a side. Fear can't be the side chick. Fear can't be the one you run to when our relationship's looking a little rocky, when you don't see what I'm doing and you don't trust me. You can't run to that fear. You gotta leave her. You gotta leave that thing forever. And I just think that's what God's saying for us in this day, in this age, and you know, just in decisions of, you know, are we gonna take decisions that require faith? Or are we gonna grab the fear? Are we gonna grab that fear and choose every other option but faith? Can't do it. We can't do that. We have to grab onto faith. It has to be an anchor for our soul. It has to be the air we breathe. The thing we meditate and think upon. What makes our heart beat. What keeps us dreaming. What keeps us careless in the eyes of man. Man, we just have to grab a hold of this thing. We can't let fear reign and rule in our hearts and our lives. The Bible says perfect love casts out fear. Man, when you get with God, when you're hearing all these opinions, when everyone's telling you do this, do that, even suggesting it to you, even speaking in a place of just sharing what God's shown them, you know, just wanting to be excited about what God shared with them, you have to take it back to faith. You gotta take whatever decision you're supposed to do, or whatever step you're supposed to make, or whatever thing you're not supposed to do, and you gotta take that back to the closet. You gotta take that back to where it's just you and God, and say, Lord, I'm living by faith. So if you are requiring me to stay where I'm at, and not make a way for myself, and not figure this out, and live by faith in this moment, then I'm going to live by faith in this moment. And if everything crashes around me, you're still with me. You said, I am with you. You said, go, I am with you. So I believe that's just the word for right now for a lot of people. You know, let's kick fear out the window. Let's stomp fear and bury it in the ground, never to submit to her again. Fear is evil. Fear is distracting. Fear makes you fret. And we just don't have time for fear in our relationships with others, in our relationships with God. We really can't let fear in the door anymore. All right, that's about it. Just wanted to share that, and yeah, I'll continue to make this these episodes, and I encourage you to share them if they spoke to you, if the Holy Spirit ministered to you in any way. I just encourage you to share it, to listen to it over and over again, and ask God to reveal things, to go deeper than even what I shared, to just give you more revelation and mysteries, because He's got He's got mysteries, he's got gifts, and he's got secrets to tell you. And he's got faith to inspire you with. That's all for today. This is episode 2 of Let's Make It Simple podcast. Thank you guys. Peace.